Ross, oh, I know where you are. Nay, 'tis true. There was never anything so sudden but the fight of two rams, Caesar's thracynical brag of I came, saw, and overcame, for your brother and my sister no sooner met, but they looked, no sooner looked, but they loved, no sooner loved, but they sighed, no sooner sighed, but they asked one another for the reason, no sooner knew the reason, but they sought the remedy, and in these degrees have they made a pair of stairs to marriage, which they will climb incontinent, or else be incontinent before marriage. They are in the very wrath of love, and they will together, clubs cannot part them, or they shall be married tomorrow, and I will bid the Duke to the nuptial, but oh, how bitter a thing it is to look into happiness through another man's eyes, by so much the more shall I tomorrow be at the height of heart heaviness. But how much shall think my brother happy in having what he wishes for? Ross, why then, tomorrow I cannot serve your turn for Rosalind. Oral, I can live no longer by thinking. Ross, I will weary you then no longer with ideal taking. Know of me, for now I speak to some purpose, that I know you are a gentleman of good conceit. I speak not this, that you should bear a good opinion of my knowledge. In summick, I say I know you are. Neither do I labor for greater esteem than may in some little measure draw belief from you, to do yourself good and not to grace me. Believe then, if you please, that I can do strange things. I have, since I was 3 years old, conversed with a magician, most profound in his art, and yet not damnable. If you do love Rosalind so near the heart as your gesture cries out, when your brother marries Alina, shall you marry her? I know into what straits of fortune she is driven, and it is not impossible to me, if it appear not inconvenient to you, to set her before your eyes tomorrow, human as she is, and without any danger.